McCullough, for Harris, Oklahoma.
No.
The only time I voted no.
Good.
Do this for the country by talking to the president of Bolivia, if you ever talk to the president of Canada.
I must have covered it about 18 ways, but it was fun. Interesting exercise.
Yeah. I thought actually I was getting the joke was
he was all with us on our trips.
Yeah, and all with us, I think, on India, Pakistan. I hope that he was going to vote with us in the tenure.
That was good if you brought that up. We need to change that. It was awful comfortable.
I think, Mr. President, I haven't talked to Ron about it yet. If his bills that I noticed time, for example, said this week we were leaning towards India, Pakistan, I might consider backgrounding a few of the people and just put out the record of what we said to Mrs. Candy, what political office we had, so that it's all put together.
Right.
Because we have an overwhelming case, and we shouldn't let the opposition get ahead of steam.
Well, I think you ought to have a background because I think we've got such a good case, too.
But if you keep
pointing out that when I was here, when Mrs. Gandhi was here, she was told this, she was told that, she was told that. I had laid it.
And also that I had offered to the Indian ambassador to work out a complete timetable of these negotiations. That's when I was pretty sure that it was that.
Okay.
When you write your biography, these meetings, I'm always putting a verbatim transcript into your own file. Now to conduct them without a note with this pansy who's jumping all over the place, it really takes a hell of a lot of concentration.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's afraid he'll get attracted. I had a thought too that I'm going to get back. First Sands wants to report to me.
Yes.
I had thought that we'd have him report to the cat. I don't think it's a good idea. I'll tell you what I have in mind. I think he should report to you and me. I'll tell you why. We ought to cool the Russians.
I couldn't, Mr. Bergen.
Mr. Sands, I want to have a pressing about all the progress we've made on this thing. And we have got to cool it. I just simply found let's get a definite damn signal across on that. Now, Maury's going to be hard to handle. Maybe you can get a hold of him first.
I'll get a hold of him. No, I'll do it. Maury's going to be hard to handle, but he's a great team player. And he sees now that we deliver. This is the sort of signal the Russians understand.
Now, if there's anything that's outstanding on the way
be better off, Mr. President, 6 months from now. If they lose respect for us now, they'll put it to us to the way it's never been put.
Now, the other thing is
I must say, Haig sat in on this NSC meeting, and afterwards he said, the only manly man there, it wasn't quite there, Connolly was the president, and the only man who had any strategic conception. Connolly will be all right at this, and that's why it's important. But he, because he's basically a tough guy, and he's...
Frankly, the difference that you point out between the 65 war and the rest is very important, but I want to get in and say that's important because we've been around this guy once before. And Henry, let me tell you one thing we can't do. We cannot allow, you and I know what a serious thing this is in terms of foreign policy, but we cannot allow these bastards in the press to blame us for this goddamn war when they didn't blame Johnson for the other war. You get my point? We have less blame this time than Johnson had that time. Am I correct?
That's why I want to do some background thing this week.
I've got to get ourselves and how the president, they didn't play in the peace role at that time. You know, they screwed around.
And I'd like to background the particularly the weeklies, So that next Monday, Tuesday.
I do the weekends, but I would do the New York Times. I get the whole.
Okay. Power. Well, maybe 10 or 15 of them.
10 or 15 of them, about. Yes, I guess you're right. If you go.
If I go before the whole thing, it's going to be a surprise.
Too big. I was going to suggest to you when Dan Carter came in whether we shouldn't have had anything at that meeting over the meeting.
That's it.
Oh, well, it's marginal. It was a small meeting, not the whole.
Was he announced something today?
Oh, yes, yes, he did another thing. Yeah, whatever you'd like to finish up these last two events. Well, I may not be able to do them because I'm tied up now on these things. So, what are our last two events? Signing some more documents and seeing all of them. They were both in the small hallway.
Is that where he comes back?
He's finishing up.
Is it he still wants Simmons to come in and report on the Powell voting. Come in and report that Powell was confirmed 89-1.
Yeah.
And I want to ask him for his second request.
Yeah.
Peter Flanagan wants to ask you about
that. You have to have that to the finance
minister. Bob Walton
recommends that we give them a hell of a big plate today.
They didn't give us a great deal since then.
Well, I think they've given us. So I'll let you know if I've got time. It would be about a half hour, but I'll be ready. I'll let you know. I'm going to hang around. Maybe 5 minutes I get through, but I got to finish this first, and I'll let you know. What I was going to say, Henry, what I'm concerned about, I'm really worried about, is whether or not I was too easy on the goddamn woman when she was here.
Well,
maybe I was. Maybe I was. Now, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't help. I think, she was out on a course to do this.
Well, I have thought now.
And she suckered us at that. Suckered us.
Well, Mr. President, I wonder now in retrospect.
Yeah.
Now that you've put the question. Well, you followed your the recommendations we all made to you. So if anyone is to blame.
If anything, I was a little tougher on her than the talking paper. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I was not soft on her on this thing.
Our advice to you was not to give her a pretext.
That's right.
And you even said to me, I remember when you went out.
Gracious remarks, and a lot of bull.
But on the other hand, well, the public thing had to be gracious. But we're not back on it now. Should we have recommended to you to brutalize her privately to say, no, I want you to know,
I should
do this, and you will wreck your relationship with us for 5 years, and we will look for every opportunity to damage you.
That's right.
I just want you to know that. That's probably what we should have done.
Another weakness we've got is Keeney there, he's an ambassador.
Oh, he's an ambassador. Because we don't.
Soft, son of a bitch.
But she was playing us. She
was playing us, and you know, the cold way she was the next day, she didn't be picked up any of those. And this woman is serious, but let me tell you, she's going to pay. She's just going to pay. Now, I mean, on this stage side, I am not.
And let's fight it in the campaign. The Democrats, they're going to make an issue.
They'll probably say, we're losing India forever. All right? Who's going to care about losing India forever?
I think, Mr. President, if we go to the American public and say what we've done and what they did, by that time there will have been a massacre in East Pakistan, so under their leeches. We've got to keep the heat on them now. They have to know they paid a price. Hell, if we could reestablish with communist China, we can always get the Indians back whenever we want to later, a year or two from now.
Would you check to see what the hell that letter from Zaharu was that his ambassador brought in? I want to be sure to follow up on Zaharu at the time that they used the Indians were following up.
And it's precisely with people like him that we have to show that we're going to pick up so that he doesn't get swallowed and get ideas.
No, I want, we'll be asleep and I want to read my proposition with regard to the Chinese.
I haven't done anything yet.
But I feel strongly that we should do it. I think we've got to tell them that some movement on their part, we think toward the Indian border, could be very significant. And as far as we're concerned, that we have sent a very tough note to the Russians, and that we are cooling our relations. That it is for anything you can, I don't know how to put that, that the president is indestructible. You know what I mean?
We've The way we could put it, Mr. President, is to say we shouldn't urge them to do it because they'll get too suspicious. If we could say we have, if you consider it necessary to take certain actions, we want you to know that you should not be deterred by the fear of standing alone against certain powers that may intervene.
Right, right, that's right. And then say we have done this and this and this, set out what we've done first, and then say it apparently appears frankly now that the only thing that on from the briefing, the confidential briefing that we have had, it appears that the only thing that the Indians fear is the possibility of this nation is an accident. You know, I don't know if you want to get that specific or not, I don't know. I am convinced that if the Chinese start, the Indians will be petrified. They will be petrified.
Except the weather is again. So.
I don't give a damn. And that's Mormon says that they can get through that pass.
It's a fool, but I'll look into it.
I'm too sure he's a fool on that point. You know what I mean? The Chinese, you know, when they came across the Yellow, we thought we were a bunch of goddamn fools in the heart of the winter, but they did it. I'm not so sure. We owe it to the past to do it.
Because what's going to happen is after this is over, the bastards, they're going to get a friendly government also into West Pakistan. This has been a great operation for the Indians. Because this is, it's going to lead to the overthrow of Yahya for sure. And to a, but,
so sad, so sad. Tomorrow we've got to have a meeting on Vietnam. Also, I'm meeting on Vietnam vigilantly. I am convinced there that our policy of bombing has got to be even more reckless than we thought. I don't mean Sam, I agree with 3-day shot going on. But we have got to do enough so that there is something that we have to give up in order to get something from them. In other words, the bombing must be ending. You see what I mean? I don't see any other way to get those prisoners back. And so I want that scheme prepared and see where it
goes. For that, we have to go public on our peace initiative.
Yes, well, I think we're going to have to anyway in January,
I think so.
In January. Now, let's wait. They may still come. I don't know.
I think if they don't come by January, we have to go public, Mr. President, because by March it will be last week's news.
I want to go public in January. Expect we were going public in January, we're going to settle in January, one of the two. I determined that long ago, you know. We can't wait. Coming back to this, this India-Pakistan.
The mistake we made wasn't your mistake, but it was because it took us 2 weeks to get the bureaucracy. If we could have got the bureaucracy on the first day of the Indian attack on East Pakistan to do the things they finally did today, that might have given them enough of a shock to slow them up. That might have given the Russians enough of a shock to...
You know, Mrs. Gandhi, she's in her parliament, and they're thumping the desks with their fists. She knows she's setting up.
But she would have not done this if she had. By that time, she had crossed the Rubicon, the time to catch up with her
guests. When she attacks us, so forth and so on.
Well, she seemed pretty cautious about attacking us, and now she's done it only once. She's never mentioned us by name.
That's one of the reasons why I shouldn't get out on the press conference, because I'm going to have to take her and I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be in the position of attacking the Tongans. I've got to stay out of that.
I think so.
Or do you agree?
No, I think you ought to stay out of it. You definitely ought to stay out of it. You don't want to get into an argument with her, particularly as for the brief period it will look as if she's winning. No, absolutely.
The main thing is we must not lose by being blamed for this goddamn thing. I will get blamed.
No, we can.
Church.
I, I went to Joe Alsop's house the other night, and Teddy Kennedy was there. Of course, he sent it to him. He started mumbling, we didn't do enough, and I just jumped all over him while there. I just said, we did this, and this, and this, and this. What would you have done, Teddy? What more would you have done? He said, I would have shown more sympathy. I said, we gave them $250 million. Do you really think sympathy? Well, he pulled way off. He said he'd like to meet me and talk about it a little more.
Because anyone has to speak so much out of